Well, have you ever flown up the pointy end of the plane where the fancy people sit? Is it worth the money? I mean, it's a big treat. It is a lot of money too. Is it worth the extra money, or do you think it's overrated? 133 693. A couple from New Zealand looked at the business class seats on Emirates, had a look at the images on the website. What they got was quite different. The seat didn't recline fully, the minibar was missing from what they'd seen on the images, and the entertainment screen wasn't what they saw. They ended up taking it to court and got quite a big compensation payout, just over $12,500. So is it worth paying for the first class or business class seats? 133 693. Joining me now, James Nixon is an author, a speaker, and also a retired A380 captain. Hello, James.
G'day, Dee Dee. I have to live in first class.
Oh, what?
Yeah, well, as an Emirates captain, when you're paxing, if you're going for company business to pick up aeroplanes and things like that, they stick you in first class. And after complaining for years about first class passengers, And things that go on in first class, when you're sitting in first class, you go, oh, don't mind a shower.
Well, what are the complaints? What do people do in there?
Oh, well, you get all sorts of people in first class. And, of course, Emirates only has the best first class passengers. And, of course, because they're so tied up with all the sporting people, we quite often have Formula One drivers and, you know, horse race people. So you get all these important people in first class. But most of all, the reason, and I wondered why, they need showers in first class, but you get these road warriors, you know, guys who are told by their boss in England to go down to Melbourne and sign a contract. And they jump on a plane and they go down in their suit and they get to Melbourne, they go and do a day's work and fly back that night. Those people exist and they live in first class.
But what I wonder is that, you know, for most people it's just a dream because they can be so expensive, tens of thousands of dollars. For what? For a bit of extra leg room? Laying down, I like the thought of. But is it really that different a journey than it is in the economy section?
I think, compared to economy, sure. I'd always recommend people belay their holiday for this year, save the money and go in business class next year. You know, go once every two or three years in business class and treat yourself well.
Why, though?
Rather than be jammed in economy. But you can understand the business class people being upgraded to first class. Well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's like going on the Queen Mary, you know. It's one of those things that you do once in your life because it is really quite an amazing experience.
Oh, okay, it's so hang on. James, I'm clearly talking to a former pilot because it's the flight for most people is not the exciting part. It's the holiday at the end. So I tend to think, well, I'll just, you know, live in hell for 24 hours or however long the flight is and spend all my money at the other thing. You're enjoying the actual flight, aren't you?
Yeah. Me and Tony Moclair too, you know. We just go on the A380. I'm happy to go to London and come straight back. What are you talking about?
So what are the differences?
I hear what you're talking about. But the thing is, the economy product offered by all airlines in the world now is so dumbed down and so cheap and nasty, and you're treated so badly by all airlines, that really, you know, if you want any sort of class that we used to have with ANSET and TAA in the old days, you've got to travel business.
But how different actually is it? I mean, how much bigger are the seats?
Well, the seats are miles bigger in business class to economy, and that's why they have this new upgraded version of economy to try and make seats big enough for tall men. It's all right. My sister is shorter than me and she's tiny. She's happy to go around the world in economy class. I just don't fit in the seats, you know, so they don't have different size seats for different size people as they should. So if you really want a comfortable seat, spend the money.
And can you settle the age-old argument? This would apply in any of the different classes on a plane. Window seat or aisle seat, which is better?
Well, it depends how old your bladder is, Dee Dee. I get the aisle seat so I can do a quick runner. My sister, well, she's older than me, but she's got a better bladder, obviously, because she just curls up at the window seat and stays there for the whole flight.
I think some people like something to lean against. Look, we're never going to agree on this. I just think it's because you've got to concede it is a lot of money, isn't it?
Oh, look, huge money. I had to go pick up a plane once in the Cayman Islands, and they flew us over to Miami across America, from Los Angeles to America, Los Angeles to Miami in business class. American Airlines, I reckon it was the last go, so we were the most expensive seats probably in the entire plane. And I fell asleep on takeoff and woke up on descent into Miami, and they hadn't woke me for dinner. For all this fantastic American Airlines service, didn't get a thing. And I said, but I didn't have a sign saying, you know, don't wake me up. Why didn't you wake me up? She said, oh, you look like you were having a nice sleep. I didn't want to bother you. $7,000 sleep.
James, all right, let's take the aircraft out of it. If we were sitting in a room, if we're in a room and there's a very comfortable chair and there's an uncomfortable chair, and I said to you, I will give you $20,000 if you will sit in the uncomfortable chair for 24 hours, would you take that?
Of course I would. Do you think I'm crazy?
Well, it's the aircraft. You cannot be a fair judge of this.
But it's also the passengers. If you're flying home to see your mum in England for the last time ever, you're going back to see the old family once in your life. Who cares? Just do it in style. You're doing it once. Enjoy yourself.
We're never going to agree.
They've got a fantastic bar in business class. You can meet all these fantastic people in the business class bar. It's marvellous.
I'm sure they're lovely people. All right, well, let's let the people decide. Is it worth spending the extra money for business class or even first class? 133-693. And thank you very much, James Nixon, author, speaker and retired A380 captain.